This week, San Francisco reopened its restored Ferry Building, the landmark that symbolized the city before the Golden Gate Bridge was built. NPR's John McChesney was at the opening and sent us this week's audio postcard.
The late San Francisco columnist Herb Kane once said that San Francisco, without its Ferry Building tower, would be like a birthday cake without a candle. So a crowd gathered on the plaza in front of the building to relight that candle by restarting the old tower clock. Mayor Willie Brown led the countdown. For years, the old building was obscured by a double-decker freeway that went up one day in the 1950s. Mayor Willie Brown.
It was a dark day for San Francisco, and it stayed that way until the Lord really got angry and shook that freeway to its bones.
The freeway fell victim to the 1989 earthquake, but not the Ferry Building. Today, inside its vast nave, the eye soars up to a skylight that stretches the length of two football fields. A graceful lacework of arched steel trusses supports the roof, and under that, dozens of brick arches embrace huge, latticed windows. Chris Meany, who oversaw much of the restoration, explains that the Ferry Building, built in 1898, was on a par with other great terminals of the 19th century.
The rail line ended on a giant earthworks extending out into the bay in Oakland. You would get off the Transcontinental Railroad, get onto a ferry boat, and the end of the railway was actually this arrival at the clock tower of the Ferry Building. It was one of the most trafficked transit hubs in the world.
Today, only about 10,000 ferry passengers still walk through the building each day, but the building has been transformed from a transportation temple into a culinary cathedral.
The Bay Area has an incredible food community, and there's been a want in San Francisco to have all these people, this community, come together and have a marketplace.
So dozens of food shops will stretch along the first floor. Butchers, fishmongers, artisan cheesemakers, pasta shops, produce farmers, and wine merchants. Locals only, please. No national mall brands allowed. Already, visitors like Dan Osborne seem pleased.
Well, I just tasted Lulu's balsamic fig vinegar. I was a little suspicious to start with, but it's delicious.
The Ferry Building has renewed Jan Tarantino's sense of community.
Well, I think it's fantastic. I think it's an amazing place for people in San Francisco to meet. There isn't a lot of street life in San Francisco because of the weather, and this brings people out in a way that nothing else does.
John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is NPR.